Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. At least one person was killed in a home explosion and fire in Chester County early this morning. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the scene.
This area near Hunter's Run Road and Henderson Road in Honeybrook is a quiet neighborhood, and it was rattled by blasts around 5 a.m. Corey Mortsfield and his family felt it from their home about 100 yards away.
The wall that our bed's on started shaking. The explosions woke me up. It was three separate explosions. So at first I thought it was something in our house, and checked our house. It wasn't anything. So went back to bed, and about 15, 20 minutes there is when I started hearing the fire truck showing up.
At least one person was killed, and the fire was out a little after sunrise. The house was destroyed. Mortsfield says nothing like this has happened before in the neighborhood. He says it will take time for neighbors to heal.
Usually there's more parents here at the bus drop-off in the morning, but today was just us.
In Honeybrook, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man was stabbed to death at a gas station and laundromat in West Philadelphia early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports the victim was gambling at a skill game machine when he was attacked.
Crime scene unit investigators spent hours at this Exxon gas station at 63rd and Vine. The gas station is connected to a laundromat, which has skill game machines in it. And about 5:30 in the morning, Chief Inspector Scott Small explains what was captured on a surveillance camera.
You can clearly see the 31-year-old victim in front of one of these machines. He appeared to be playing one of these games of skill, and that's when the perpetrator walks up to him and it appears immediately just starts stabbing him multiple times.
Police say the victim then struggled with the masked attacker, who then ran off. The victim got out and collapsed by his car, a black Acura that was parked right by the gas station entrance. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. Police say the attacker may have stopped in a house several doors down on Vine Street. Investigators interviewed people from that property after the stabbing took place. A motive for this attack wasn't immediately clear to police. In West Philly, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New, harsher penalties for people caught street racing in Philadelphia. A state law signing this week by Governor Shapiro imposes fines of $2,000 for each violation. That's up from $250. Do it again and your car will be impounded. The law also prohibits drifting. People who organize street races during which someone is seriously hurt or killed can now face felony charges. Well, the Eagles are 2 days away from visiting the Giants. Let's get more from KYW's Dave Uram.
Of course, one of the big storylines we've been talking about is Saquon Barkley's return to MetLife Stadium to face his old team. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones was asked this week how he thinks Saquon will be received.
I mean, if I had to guess, probably not warmly, but competitive game. It's Eagles versus Giants.
Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown has experience with this type of situation. He faced his previous team, the Titans, in 2022 when the Eagles hosted Tennessee. Brown gives his take on how Saquon has been processing this week.
I think he's handling it the best way he can. You know, of course, I think the beast will probably be let out Sunday, but he's doing a great job keeping it one day at a time, and he's just doing what he regularly does.
Sunday's kickoff is at 1 o'clock.
Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter popped up on the injury report yesterday with a hurt shoulder and didn't practice. Tonight at 7 is the Sixers' preseason finale in Orlando. Rookie Jared McCain won't play as he recovers from lung bruising, which he suffered from a bad fall Wednesday night. And the Flyers' home opener is tomorrow night at 7 against Vancouver. That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.